January the 12th, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradiomiradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we have a couple of announcements. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. We are asking everyone to pray for my niece, Michelle's mother, Linda, that's in the hospital. We're asking Allah to bless her to get well soon and be able to come back home to her family and her community. Also, we are asking everyone to pray for Sister Gloria Valentine's husband, Brother Amir Valentine. He is in the hospital. We're asking Allah to bless him to get well and come back home to his wife and his family and his community. Once again, we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Jinn perform as angels and jinn question reason. The story of all of the trouble that we are addressing during these 3 days of Ramadan, during these sessions, it started with someone who is the leader over the angels in heaven. He was not a true angel. He was a jinn. But he was performing in the role of an angel. Now, how is it possible that a jinn can be the leader for angels? As long as he had no wrong in him, he is superior to the angels if he can perform on the plane of angels. And he is a jinn. He is superior to them because he can perform in their role as an angel. But he has a role that they can't perform. They cannot question things. They can only respond to what God wants without reasoning or questioning things. But the jinn is like human. He is rational and he can question things. And he is also capable of performing as an angel. He has the advantage over the angels who can only perform as angels but can't question things. The superiority is very clear when God says, I am going to create a mortal human being, meaning that he will be like the jinn in that he will have the ability to examine and question things. He come up with his own independent decision, but he will have human nature, not jinn nature. So human reason and is a sensitive and sympathetic. So human nature means he will be a sensitive creature and sympathetic. So this human being is going to be a different creature from the angels in that he can question and reason, and he wants to grow in understanding and knowledge, and he is going to be different from the jinn in that he will be sensitive and sympathetic. So he will have compassion on the little guy, sympathy on suffering. He will be different from both of them, the angels and the jinn. So when this was announced to the angels by God, the jinn Iblis, who was performing as an angel at that time, was an angel whether you can buy it or not. I don't have enough time to deal with all of these little small things. today. At that time, Iblis was performing in the role of an angel. And he was an angel, but he wasn't an angel by creation. He was an angel by circumstances. So circumstances had put him with the angels, so he was performing as an angel. But when the test came to see if he was really truly an angel, he couldn't pass it because he was a jinn. He could think and reason it. So when his thinking came into the picture, he said, no, I am not going to accept this. I am better than this creature. I am the leader way up here above all of them down there. Are you going to choose something that doesn't have my wisdom and my knowledge, my skills and my ability? And I have been faithful to you, God, up here with the angels. I have even kept them for you. But God said, when I have breathed into him of my own spirit or inspired him of my own self, then you accept him. You submit to him. So it made Iblis arrogant and defiant. In Arabic it is Abbas wa takabira. Abbas wa takabira, which means he defied the order and he became proud and arrogant. He saw himself too big to submit to what he was asked to do. God said, get you down from here, all of you together. So the angels and the jinn and the men were cast down. In Arabic, word kubad means together, like an organized group and an organized form down together. So God put the rebellious jinn in the life of all human beings because the only one who was up there was the Father. So we had not been born or came into existence yet. All of us came from that one he cast down along with the jinn and the angels too that rebelled. If any rebelled, they were cast down. So we know the story very well. We know the angels that they accepted, but they were very hesitant and questioned it too. But they finally accepted God's will. Every angel that questioned God's will and said, what would you create something that is going to make trouble in the earth and cause bloodshed? Everyone that responded like that was not a true angel. So jinn, devil, and each person. So it wasn't just Iblis again up in the heavens. There were some others up there not knowing that they were not angels and performing in the role of angels. But when the test came, they disobeyed and questioned God's will and authority. And he said, get all of you down into the earth. Nothing has changed. There is a big devil, bigger than all of us, big like Iblis. And they are a lot of little devils. And they are in you, in every one of us. A devil is in every one of us. And that devil is the one that interferes with your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know he comes up in your mind. The more you accept him to entertain your mind or your thoughts, the more powerful he gets in your life, and pretty soon you will be losing your obedience more and more and becoming far and further away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us as guidance for our life. So be aware of that. Nothing has changed. There is a big devil bigger than all of us, big like Iblis, and there are a lot of little devils, and they are in you, in every one of us. A devil is in every one of us, and that devil is the one that interferes with your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know he comes up in your mind the more you accept him to entertain your mind or your thoughts, the more powerful he gets in your life. And pretty soon you will be losing your obedience more and more and becoming far and further away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us as guidance for our life, so be aware of that. We don't call it devil in a person, but if you're speaking bad, ugly things to you and testing your morals to see if you do wrong, believe me, that is more than a jinn. That is a devil. But some of you might not have that much trouble. All of us have a jinn. They were cast down right with us. And Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was teaching his disciples, his followers. And one of them said, "What about you, O messenger of God?" He said, "I too had a jinn, but my jinn became Muslim." So jinn can be converted to al-Islam, or they can be converted to Muslim behavior, Muslim life. So there is hope for the jinn. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, "I am making a khalifa in the earth." Khalifa, every man is responsible for authority. The most serious thing we are denied was the freedom to have our mind, our whole family, our own community. We were denied the authority that God created for every human being. Every human being is created to inspire for leadership and authority. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "I am making a khalifa in the earth," I am making one to be responsible for authority. That is what a khalifa is. He is responsible for authority. The authority is divine trust. Authority is always God's. Authority always belongs to God. I hope you understand this. It is a principle, a philosophical statement. So you are a parent. Treat your children. Have them do the right thing. Correct them when they are wrong. Exercise authority, but understand that authority is always God. And you are really acting in an office given to you by God. So you are trusted with authority. So that is the meaning of khalifa. I'm going to create one. I'm going to trust with authority, and he is going to know that I am the authority, but he will execute my will, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So children, relate to them with respect for human life. I brought it down to the family because, brothers, we can have a much better generation of children coming up if we relate to them a little bit differently. Some of you relate to them correctly, relate to them with respect for the human thought, and it is not a man yet. There will be a man in that boy if he lives. So respect him as one who is going into adult responsibility. Never look at him just like a child. Look at him as a child who is growing into adult responsibility, who is going to be having the same responsibility that you have to raise children. If he keeps that respect for them, they will feel it when you come from the right thing. So when your actions are coming from the right motive, the child feels it. They know it. Don't come from the strong arm thing, the powerful thing, where you're going to crack somebody's head. Come from love. I love this child. I have to keep him straight. And if I don't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold me responsible. Now you are situated right. The mud interfering with the vision, keeping you from seeing until you become completely free of the old mind and vision. And it is not there anymore. In time, you will forget it. And it will not be important to you at all to get rid of that and have it not influence your life. That is what it's for. And then you are going to grow impatient with not being able to see a rational world. That impatience is not going to make you so sentimental, saying, "Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our Savior." So if it was not for our, I know I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't be here. Our Savior gave us a new life. He saved my family. Yes, he did. See, that keeps the mud on our eyes, your eyes. But you start saying, what is my Savior talking about? No, the mud starts drying up. Thank you very much. Peace. And let us keep to the way and know that God has put a new life on this planet, the life of those who have survived and have survived the mud, and they are no more mud, they are Muhammad. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. Now let us put it in our language. What is this Ummah? What is special about this Ummah that God says he's evolved? It is not Ummah that is instantly made in a factory someplace or on somebody's desk doing research or something. No. This is the best community evolved. It has been coming forth for thousands of years, for more than thousands of years, for thousands of generations it has been coming forth, even when the man was nothing but a sperm, before life was even a sperm. But the presence of life was in the earth. It was not a sperm yet. This community was coming, evolving of nature and nature properties given by the God who made nature. It is evolving. It evolved during the time of the first generation, during the time of the first man who tried to stand up erect and tried to be human and tried to ask his family to be human and wanted his neighbors to be human by each other. Way back there, millions of years ago, it was evolving, and now God has revealed it to you so you can take the responsibility in your own hands and establish this nation, this community life that is inherent, that is evolving with human life over a long period of time. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, I am making, not let us make man. Khalifa refers to the individual, pardon me, Khalif refers to the individual. Khalifa refers to government rulership. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is making a Khalifa, he said to the angels in me, surely I am making. He did not say, let us make man. No, in the Quran, that is in the Bible. He said in Quranic Arabic, إِنَّ جَعَلُونَ فِي الْعَدِّ خَلِفَاتٍ. Translated, surely I am making a forming upon the earth a Khalifa. So this is not an individual person. It is a social order that will be trusted to human intelligence and human decency. So when God said to the angels, we were frightened, they said, what will you create other than something that will cause bloodshed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know what you know not. God is the best knower. I know my creation better than you know it. Certainly these human beings, they have limits. They have human limitations and human defects. But my word is going to attract the best of them because my word appeals to the best that is my creation. And it is going to draw out the best that is in them. Satan feared God tells man to disbelieve. Iblis was a jinn. Jinn and men created to worship Allah. So the Satan seeing that he understood that if the angels didn't, and he said, none will be spared, but your special ones that you choose, meaning I am going to get the masses of them, the majority of them. I'm going to mess them up. I'm going to bring out the weaknesses and show you that this was a mistake. This is Satan talking to God, talking to his Lord. Someone might say, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the Lord of Satan. Wasn't Satan a jinn before he rebelled? And not the jinn a creation of God? And don't the jinn say to God, my Lord? I speak to you this way because I have been challenged by some of you. You won't do it until there are no witnesses around. You make sure there is no witnesses around but you, because you don't want to ever have to answer to the believer. So you wait until nobody is around. You have me all by myself. Then you start challenging what I say, what I teach, and try to show me you know more or better. I put myself on the same level with you. You can challenge me at any time in the open. You don't have to wait until you get me in secrecy. I'm ready to be face my shortcomings before all of the people. I'd rather be corrected than to keep going wrong. Don't worry about the security. I will tell them. I invited the brother to do this. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. Allah showed the angel Jibril the world before and after Satan influenced it. They relate, and what he looked at that was good was the world before man influenced it, before man indulged the world, before his imprint was made on it. So it is the natural world, what we call pristine nature, the original virgin nature, before man touched it or interfered with it. That was designed by God to support man having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promised to discoriate. It will allurement, with temptation, things to tempt man. That is what God showed the angels on the second scene, that he showed him. That is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's work and the world to make it excite intention for bad as well as for good. And when he saw the sublistice of Satan, his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult to see. Difficult. You see it now? So if you are not already saved by the church, some faith or some religion, most likely, you are going to be destroyed by this world. And usually, it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the things that destroy yourself. When Satan said to God, I am better than him, you made me Lavain. It means the earth, the topsoil that bears good topsoil that is rich to grow things in. They translated mud, and sometimes they say stinky mud, something like that. And you fashion him of mud, and it means that the mud has organic matter in it, so it has a smell. You know the rich farmland has a smell because sometimes manure is in it to make it rich. So he said, you made him of Levain, of rich topsoil, made to bear plant life. You fashion him of that. There is decay matter in that. It is to enrich the plant life. So what is it actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take an ordinary common person who has filth in his life, and you say you are going to give charge in the earth to that creature. The angels were disturbed too. They said this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to that. The angels were coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing that he was not addressing their consequences, he did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he is not talking to God directly, talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing, and he was hearing it. So when he responded to this thing in the human being, the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So he was addressing the common form, a pure human soul. Pardon me. Coming from a pure human soul. He is addressing that which God takes over because God puts that back in the innocent soul. Allah to hand, symbolic of the natural world and revelation. And that is God's working that into innocent souls that you are looking at. So God then takes the position that I answer you directly. His human creatures maybe cannot answer, not like God can. So God says, what is wrong with you that you will not make sujda to this that I made with my two hands? I made you with one hand. Now what is wrong with you that you do not accept this that I am making with my two hands? Both the natural world and revelation. Those are the two controls of God. So I am making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you that you do not make sujda to him? You are a jinn. I made you to worship me too. What happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful, you know. Isn't that where the best of the people come from? It came from common people working, suffering, and struggling, trying to have their crops and whatever to support their life, their family, and their community, and not always more, I would say, purify or even having an ethnic interest to establish ethics. No. But they had a nature to follow, the best of their moral nature. So they were smelly, common people, poor people, smelling of musty and smelling of cow dung, right? The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30. I am making a man in the earth. Jesus is the second Adam. Adam is on the first heaven. Jesus is on the second heaven. Another thing that is important, to know about Jesus Christ as Savior is that he is the second Adam. So that is the Bible. In Al-Islam, he is put on the second level. Adam is on the first level. And he is on the second level in the ascent of the spirit or the soul. Adam is not on earth in that ascent. He is in heaven. All of them are in heaven. So you can be on earth where Adam was formed and be buried in the earth, not ascending even up into Adam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the creation with man in the heavens, right? So he says to the angels, I am about to create a mortal man and give him charge in the earth. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. So when God said to the angels, I am about to put a responsible leader in the earth, a khalifa, a human mortal, the angels were disturbed and they said, this will cause bloodshed. And God said, wait. Until I have imprinted him, pardon me, wait until I have inspired him of my own spirit, imparted my own spirit to him. Then you submit, you accept him, you make obeisance to him, sajda. So there are the angels God is addressing. So what is God saying? God is saying, I accept that humans are going to make trouble on the earth. And humans do make trouble on the earth. They are not perfect beings like the angels to be trusted, to keep the peace and be safe. You can't trust all human beings with that. But some of these humans are going to qualify for my own spirit. I will inspire him from my own spirit, from my own self. God two hands, the world of natural things and revelation. And when that happened, the angels, you have to submit to my creation. My man is I created as God said. So what is wrong with you that you do not submit to them, to man, who I made with my two hands, meaning his own two major controls, the world of natural things, that is one of God's controls in revelation. So the man that I've made with revelation, I've made human with the natural world. So they are supported by my natural creation. But I'm also making this particular man with my words, with revelation, saying, what is wrong with you, Satan, that you do not accept this man, this creature, this Khalifa that I'm making with my two controls, metaphorically, my two hands, but it means my two controls. And it means that now in the common language we said, handle him, man. Don't let him handle you. So we thank God. God's word carries spirit and influence. Did I come here to give you a khutbah? Did I come here to convert you to Islam or religion? No. I came here to support us building our community up from the ground, but I know that I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have had these credits that Imam Alfred Muhammad read off to you. I would not be here today. You would not know me if God had not begun making a man, a special man in the United States of America, in the family of the African-American people. And I know whatever we are going to do, we can do it much better if we begin by recognizing our reality and the best conditions in this reality, never given to us by God, by God's words, this reality created by God's word. And the word carries spirit. Every word carries spirit or influence. Whatever you say, I can say, Gant, already I've influenced your mind, also your soul. The word Gant, you heard it. Anything we say, I say trash. It influences your mind and also your soul. How it influences is the question of where your mind was. United States, blessed and cursed because of leaders. There are some of you around this blessed country, the United States, blessed and cursed with bad leaders, blessed because of good leaders making contributions to the building of a social people called the American, and cursed because of the bad leaders, America the beautiful and America the ugly all mixed in together. Now, I am for America the beautiful, and I hope that I am a factor in preserving and promoting America the beautiful. Work makes people. Pardon me, words make people, means language makes people. Believers are Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sabians, etc. I said a long time ago, before I was called the Imam, I think I was still called Chief Minister, words make people. And it means language makes people. The language on the street, if the youngsters accept it, it makes street people. It makes youngsters of the street. And if she is fortunate to be in a congregation that recognizes the Lord God over all things, then that scripture communicated to you made those people. Those scriptures communicated by those people to their congregation or to each other makes them, and you can tell them when you see them, especially a believer. So you don't have to be a believer of their religion. Just be a true believer and you recognize a believer, whether it is Christian, Jew, Buddhist, even Hindu, those outside of the people of the book that we identify with as Muslims, Jews, Christians, and Sabians. Some think it is only Muslims, Jews, and Christians. No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people of the book, he is also talking about the Sabian. Also, they still exist. I thought that they didn't exist anymore, but I found out about 4 or 5 years ago they are still practicing believers on this planet Earth called Sabian. So when you are around them and you have a chance to converse with them and share in the conversation with them, you feel a believer. And after a while, you forget the religious label, identity, and you are just happy to be with another believer. And you feel good in their company. What does that supporting the belief that I have been focusing for the last 15 minutes? The belief that I am focusing on is that God's word creates the people he wants on this earth. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. So khalifa, like shepherd, leads from behind. So there are two ways to lead somebody in scripture. You go out ahead of them like Joshua did, and you lead them like a shepherd leads his sheep. So the shepherd keeps the sheep before him. He leads from behind. But from behind, he signals that sheep which direction to stay in or which direction to go in, right? Now, even though he is behind you physically, he is in front of you spiritually. And he has to see where direction the sheep to go before the sheep see. If he doesn't, he's not the leader. He's not the shepherd. Now, you mentioned, you said, sometimes you feel like I know nothing. Well, that is a good disposition to take. That is this disposition that I take. I know nothing. And that is the position that the righteous wise leaders take. They take the same position. We know nothing. You know God. We know not. So the first, I want to compliment you first. But now I am going to give you a little more understanding. When they get in heaven, they will say, this resembles what we said before. That is what you should be saying. You should be trying to see the likeness. See in my teaching support for what you used to believe or what you experienced in your life as a seeker. So you do know something. You know a lot. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30 to 33. Allah created man with his spirit, human essence and identity. So people amass ordinary person. The perception of human essence and identity is pretty much the same in the history of philosophy, religion, myth, science, though the language differs in these categories. But the subject matter as perceived by these different fields of knowledge is preserved in the same way. The term People American Heritage Dictionary Entry 5 gives this meaning: the mass of ordinary person, the populace. Now, the same dictionary gives the meaning of populace, and I quote, the general public, the masses. Then it gives a secondary entry, a population. So there has been a change since our American culture abandoned its decency and pastime. To refer to a few individuals, it was common to refer to them as persons. They would ask, how many do you have with you? You would say, oh, I have 2 individuals with myself. Or I have 2 persons in myself. Now it has changed. I have 2 people in myself. So person one, an individual of specific character. 2, the spirit, has to come into the body of people before they become person and have human essence. Now, again, the American Heritage Dictionary's definition of person entry to an individual of specific character. Entry three, the self, or as many of you in the audience know in the Quran, El Nas, the self. So what did God create? He created the self, didn't he? It did not say people did it. He created the self. How he created it, the language is in the Quran. Now, I go to, again, entry seven of the American Heritage Dictionary definition for person. In Christianity, any of the separate individualists of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is that language far from the earth. So the man had been conceived, but had not been completed as a creation. And the angels, according to our scripture, Holy Quran, Muslim Holy Book, the angels were disturbed by the thought that a human being is being created with free will and its own decision to make with its own rational powers and reasoning powers. So that disturbed the angels when God said he would make such a creature. They said, what is this? It is going to cause bloodshed and corruption. And God says, wait, he is not complete. Wait until I have given him of my spirit. God said, wait until I have given to him of my own spirit. So if this definition has one of the slaves, the Holy Spirit, then according to our scripture, the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, has to come into the body of people before they become persons and have human essence. I mean, Lord have mercy. It is good. It is so good to sit down at the table of the Lord, break bread. Someone might say, oh, he sounds just like church people now, like he is one of the church people. We have a lot in common, more than that. For the three Abrahamic faiths community, that is for Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, or Jews, Christians, and Muslims. So people are necessarily persons or original in the business of in the business department area, especially the business office. You have copies and originals. Those copies, they are okay, but many of these copies are human beings that we see in this world public of ours. They don't resemble the original hardly at all. So people are necessarily persons or original in the nature of man as created by God, considering what has been said so far regarding human essence and identity. Many individuals in our population can be classified as people, as the public, but we have to reserve the right to identify them simply as people without human essence. So human essence is lost, identity is lost. So when human essence is lost, identity is lost. So if there is no human essence present, though it may be residing in the quiet recesses of your human soul, but you are not doing anything to bring it up to your conscience. Therefore, you are void of human essence. And such persons tend to be like copycats. They get their lifestyle, living from, or behavior from whatever attracts them in the environment. The popular lifestyle for our general public today is too playful and too disrespectful. So sex, the soul, has been fixed sexual excitement and has lost its original social content. So the soul has been fed sexual hype or sexual excitement to the extent that sexuality has lost its original social content. The general public spirit is to degenerate sexual desires, corrupt it, and bring it down to low and fear existence. And appears the effort is to present oneself in most vulgar or in the most indecent picture. The common expression is get down low and nasty. So on a more serious note now, we are repeating human history stories of the fall of man. So these immoral incidents, bad times can cause a nuking of the general public population. So many in the popular crowd are being eliminated from the human family. Culture has managed to restore man to his originality. We come to another term now, commercialism. American Heritage Dictionary, I picked this dictionary because our culture and our leadership over our life part of the world has been designed to save us once we lose our culture to save us and put us on our feet again so we can find our way into a decent and healthy culture again. So the managing order for our culture has that responsibility. So they will only let us go so far. And they will start to feed the public sensitivity so that we come back to our original or back to our human essence. So it is good to know that. Keep listening to me as I continue with my topic. Commercialism, meaning entry to an attitude that emphasizes tangible profit or success. That means something physical, something material you can feel with your hand. It has weight in your hand. Physically visible to your eyes, etc. Commercialize the same dictionary, American Heritage Dictionary, entry to exploit or make cheaply for financial gain, to sacrifice the quality for profit. So the day of religion, when people stop being dominated by one religious thinking in the world. So I come now to the expression again, the day of religion. So this day of religion we are living in, the day of religion and also the day of the judgment. So it is the same. When the day, pardon me, when the day of religion has arrived. So what is the day of religion? The day of religion is when people stop being dominated by one religious thinking in the world, and they start to research and rethink their own holy sacred sources to see if they have lost or gone astray from important things or important meanings in the purity or in the language of the purity for their religion. John 13:14, wash each other's feet. If I then wash your Lord, Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. So when that time comes, we are going to have to do what? Jesus demonstrated his discipline. He said, wash each other's feet, the military man who serves in the military and are in hearing a range of my voice. You know what foot soldier means. He doesn't have the rank of the brass guys, those generals, etc. The foot soldier means that the one in the lowest rank. So the feet of society are the common people, the least culturally refined, the least educated, the least in wealth or money. But the whole establishment stands upon the stand upon them, like everything in the body stands upon those feet. The statue stands upon them. And our designer, who designed the political ideas that formed this great society we call the American people, they put their greatest importance on the feet. They based the whole Constitution upon the recognition of the 2 feet, the foot and the foot, the right foot and the left foot. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights, rights that you can't take away from them. Not human beings, no government is authorized to take those rights from them. Among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So here, the authority of this ideology that has served the American people until this present time and served us in a great way so that we could be a great people and have a great future, an honorable people with a great future and a beautiful life if we would live the best of it. So what are they saying? They are saying that this new Jerusalem, this new vision for a better life on earth, bases its value and its survival and longevity on the common person, the common nature of man, on the equality of people. God created them with certain essence, and he endowed them with certain qualities. He did it. It is inherent. It is inborn. You cannot take it away from him. Everyone is born with it. And the proof of that can say a black man is inferior, but if that black ever gets an opportunity to prove them wrong, it is going to be established as a lie. They will not be able to hold to that lie any longer. The black is going to find a way to prove themselves a lie. Recently in the history of academia in America, they found that the newcomers from Africa, black college students, were excellent above whites and above us. The world has changed. Thank God. And thank good men and thank good women. Thank good life. So we have in common the best of human life. But some of us will not awaken to it. Some of us won't accept the behavior that will serve that life coming in fruition. Community fulfillment coming into reality, and they will be wasted. As history tells us, they were wasted in the past when they made the decision or accepted this decision or disposition. They were wasted in the past history, and they will be wasted today. Nuke bomb killed the inner human, leaving only a flesh body. So this is the day of religion and also the day of judgment. People are being eliminated, terminated, as though the victims of nuke bombs, explosions. The nuke bomb was just recently created. It is the latest of the bombs created. I have to elaborate a little bit before going further with this. It was created so that a lot of wealth wouldn't have to be lost fighting your enemy in war. If you defeated him, you don't want to tear up all the things that he had if you have to rebuild after you take over his land. So you want the banks to be standing. You want the account department, the papers, the computers, and everything not to be damaged. So they invented a nuke bomb that will kill people but leave all the material establishment intact, unharmed. So that is what this culture is doing right now. It is operating as a nuke bomb, and it will kill the human life in the flesh body. but leaves the flesh body standing apparently unharmed. It leaves the physical intact, not destroyed. The inside void of human essence, hence empty of human essence, and open to body snatchers. So the business of the body snatchers is commercialization. It invites you to get into the new dress style and style your way into hell or into another mindset and become another one of the common people who have no human essence, lost souls taken by a body snatcher. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. So they are related. And what we looked that was the world before man influenced, before man indulged the world, before his imprint. It is so, it is the natural world, what they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature, before man touched it or interfered with it. That was designed by God to support man with having a good life and to move and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promised to discoriate its allurement with temptation, things to tempt man. That is what God showed the angel on the second scene, that he showed him. That is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's works and the world to make it excite tension for bad as well as for good. And when he saw the subtleties of Satan and his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult. You see it now. If you are not already saved by the church, some faith, or some religion, most likely, you are going to be destroyed by this world. And usually, it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the thing that destroy yourself. When Satan said to God, I am better than him, you made me Levain. You made him Levain, pardon me. It means the earth, the topsoil that bear good topsoil that is rich to grow things in. They translated mud. Sometimes they say stinky mud and something like that. And you fashion him of the mud, and it means that the mud has organic matter in it, so it has a smell. You know the rich farmland has a smell because sometimes manure is in it to make it rich. So he said, you made him of the vein of rich topsoil to bear plant life. You fashion him of that. There is decay matter in that. It is to enrich the plant life. So what is it actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take an ordinary common person who has filth in his life, and you say you are going to give charge to the earth, that creature. The angels were disturbed too. They said this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder. And whatever they saw it leading to that, the angel was coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing was that he was not addressing bad consequences. He did not give a care about that. That the bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he is not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing. And he was hearing it. So when he responded to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So him addressing that coming from a pure human soul, he is addressing what is coming from a pure soul. Him addressing that, God takes over because God put back that is in that innocent soul. Allah two hands symbolic of the natural world and revelation. Tabakallahu badin. Surely Allah speaks the truth. We want to ask everyone to say a prayer for my niece Michelle's mother, Linda, that's in the hospital. And we ask you to pray for her to get well and be able to come back to her family and her community. Also, we're asking everyone to pray for Sister Gloria Valentine's husband, Brother Amir Valentine, who is in the hospital. May Allah bring them back to good health and return them back to their communities and their families. We thank New Africa Excellent Murad Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means that it please God. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.